Hello?
Hey, Joshua. John over at Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Yeah.
Can you hear me well?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. I hope I caught you at a better time here. I know I wanted to make sure speak a little bit further regarding on your Google listing.
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect.
So, I like the way it is and everything.
Okay.
Honestly, I'd like to try it. Ain't a lot.
All right. Well, the very first thing is, Josh, I want to make sure that we have everything in line so that because we do it by the books, okay? So it takes like 10 minutes here. I want to make sure we have everything perfectly aligned. That way, Google is on the same page with us as well, too, on this, okay? So then, Joshua, we're doing this for the vertical of Fence Pro, okay? So nothing further than that. So I want to make sure that that vertical, when the calls come through, it's just specifically for the fencing on there, okay? And
hold on, can you say that again?
Oh, okay. So your vertical will be for Fencing Pro. That's pretty much what it's going to be put it as, okay, on there. So when customers are looking for any type of fence repair, installation, things like that, your business will pop up with that as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Joshua, how do you spell your last name?
G-A-R-C-I-A-A-L-V-A-R-E-D. Garcia Alvarez.
Oh, well. Okay. Garcia. Am I saying that right? Garcia?
Garcia.
Garcia. Ah, gotcha, gotcha. Boom, boom. All right, perfect. And then what is the best email address I could send the information as far as your invoice? I want to make sure you have everything on paper there for you. And then also, you know, phone number. So what's the best email I can send that to?
JCFences1. All lowercase,
at gmail.com. JCFences1@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. And then is this a best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 2432?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. And now this part's for Google, just to verify on this, okay? I have the business name as J, the and symbol, the letter C, Fences, LLC. I have the business address as 330 West Oakdale Street. North Carolina, 27030. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Now, just to recap on my memory here, Joshua, do you have a website at the moment?
No, I don't. I don't have it up. But you said yesterday that I have a domain.
Right. So if you have a domain, I'm throwing this website completely included in your package. Okay? I have the notes on here. I just wanted to make sure if I clarify that. So what I'll do next then is make sure to have our team introduced to you so that way they can go over how you want that website to look. You want to add pictures, testimonials, colors, all that good stuff. We are closed weekends, so it kind of gives you some time to gather all that information up. Do you have an hour window to speak with them on Friday?
Next Friday?
Oh, no, Monday. I'm so sorry. Let's do it sooner if we can.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. What works better for you, like Monday early in the morning or evening?
Monday. Probably early in the morning.
Okay. I could try to do – oh, wow, that just got a slot taken. What about 8 o'clock? Or not, actually, ooh, no, that was taken just now. Oh, my gosh, they're taking up as I'm talking to you. The earliest I have is 11 a.m. till around noon.
Okay, what about in the afternoon?
In the afternoon, I can go late as 6 to 7 if you wanted to, so.
Probably 7 be perfect.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in because it does about an hour on there from 6 to 7 on there. If for any reason they call too early or something and you're like, hey, I'm still busy, you can always reschedule as long as you communicate with them, then that's perfectly fine. Okay? So, all right. And one second here, Josh. I'm so sorry. Do you prefer Josh or Joshua?
Joshua.
Joshua it is. All right. Perfect. So let me put that in here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email. It's going to come from my email at jseo@localsplash.com. That way, we're going to set this up. All we need to do is just hit yes on your side to show them that you're committed to this meeting. And we're going to hit yes on our side to show you that we're committed to this meeting as well. Okay? So give me just a second here. All right.
And if we can do like a recap of what we talked about yesterday.
Sure thing. Sure. So we're going to get you, because you already have your Google Business Profile up and running and things like that. So you're not only going to conquer being on the local map section organically, but you'll also be on the very top of Google highlighted in green saying Google Verified for customers to talk to you directly from there. Okay. Mm-hmm. You'll have 13 leads for the month. When you decide that you want to turn it on, you can turn it on or off at any time. When it's on pause, you still get those. If you still get leads, because it doesn't take you off of Google if you put it on pause. It's still there, right? Yeah. So let's say you put it on pause and you get a great job. Perfect. You don't pay for that lead. Okay. You have a team available for you Monday through Friday to do any type of updates, modifications. You also have a website included in this package as well, too. Pretty much that in a nutshell there, unless you want to go into pricing on that. So today we're only doing $250 for the application that you never see again. I stay on the phone with you to make sure that you get your application, like you see it for yourself before I let you go. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
so hold on, another thing. So
yep.
I'm just still trying to, the leads.
Yes, sir.
So when does it show that I pay for it? Like, what has to happen for me to pay for that lead?
So remember in the beginning, let's say everything goes smooth and let's say you're taking your time. You're like, hey, John, a month later, you're like, I'm ready to turn these leads on and get them going. Well, then that point, that's when you'll pay for the 13 leads. And I believe so for your pricing, it'll be $487 for that month. If you don't receive as many leads, or let's say you put on pause at 7 leads, the rest of that funding will go roll over to the following month. So you're not going to pay the full $487 again. You only pay for the leads that you got.
Where the leads call me, right?
Correct. Yeah, directly to you. And if they call through Google Guaranteed, your phone will ring and it will say Google Guaranteed customer.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Now, of course, you'll probably get calls just for being on there. Some people may not even click on it. They just call you because they saw you on Google, which is even better because it won't come as a cost to you.
So, but if it comes as Google Guaranteed a call,
that's
when the lead comes out.
If, as long as they're asking, they can't be a spam or robocall for one. They have to be in your service area, and they have to be asking for your services. So if they're calling in like that, and we have a tracking system that's live for you, so you can see where they're calling from, everything.
So,
yes, sir.
So if I get a call and then they'll take it out, and it wasn't even a real like phone call, I didn't get to go out.
Then it won't come through. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That won't come. If for any weird reason, odd reason that it does slip through the cracks, not only you'll be able to see it, but we'll be able to see it. And you don't have to struggle trying to get a hold of Google. We'll talk to them on your behalf to make sure that you get that money refunded within the first 30 to 60 days. Okay, so that's a thing we pay attention to.
And how do I keep up with how many leads I got?
To your tracking system. So that's going to be your dashboard. And I'm going to show that to you as well, too.
Okay.
All right, so I just sent that email. Let me know once you got it.
Okay.
Put a reminder for them as well, too.
JCO.
You got it. That's me.
Or SEO.
I know everyone laughs about it, but that's my real last name. It's pronounced So. I'm half Korean.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Half Korean, half Puerto Rican.
So I know the sender?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
And I believe that came through. Perfect. Okay. Now, the next part's here. I always like to ask from you and go over just to recap just in case to make sure everyone feels on the same page here as well, too. Okay. So if there's questions I asked that I already asked previously before, it's not because I wasn't listening to you. It's just because of company policy I need to ask again. Okay. As far as the best phone number for us or for your customers to reach out to, do you want them to reach out to the same phone number here?
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to make sure this is set here. Now, far as the, let's see here, hours of operations, how would you like to be found on Google? I know it's on your profile and everything like that, but again, I have to ask.
Same thing on the profile.
Same thing as the profile? Perfect. Okay, so I'll put that in there as well. Okay. Boom. I have it as 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
And what is the company that you're with?
It's going to be Local Splash. Local like in the area, splash like a splash of water. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And just letting you know, you're probably going to get sick and tired of me saying this, but anytime you need to make any type of adjustments or modifications, do not hesitate to talk to our team to do that for you, okay? Because that's, I'll put it this way, if you're paying for it, man, you might as well tell them to do something for you, right? You don't have that headache on you. All right.
California?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Fountain Valley. That's us.
Okay.
Now, I'm on the East Coast, though, so, I mean, as you could tell, we're a little bit everywhere throughout the U.S., but... will always be available for you from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay.
Have you ever heard of, there's a big one over here. There's a big marketing company.
Which one we got?
I don't know. I forgot what it's called.
Is it like a pay-per-lead type of service or what?
No, it's not a lead service. It's more of a marketing where they put your name out there.
I mean, there's tons, man. I can name off so many different competitors out there for you.
Yeah.
But there's only a few that are actually premier partners with Google. I believe, don't quote me on it, but I believe there's only like 7 or 8 of us out there in the U.S. that can say that's premier. Yeah. Okay. And now the next part. Oh, go ahead.
How long
Sorry, say that again.
Partner?
How long will you be able to start it?
Yeah.
Like, so once it gets approved, then right from there, we'll let you know. We'll say, hey, listen, you just got approved, and we're ready to go ahead and send these leads out when you are. Then you say, hey,
so,
listen, John, I'm ready to go. That's when it starts flooding in from there.
Will I get my 250 back?
So far as your approval, the very first thing I asked previously, and I was about to go into that right now, is the only reason to not get approved is for one, I mean, your business, you said you're licensed and insured, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go over that part right now with you on that. And the last part is, do you have any other employees that work underneath you?
No.
Okay, so it's just you. Okay, so as long as you and your partner are okay with doing a background check on this, then, and you don't have any type of criminal background on there, and within the last 7 years, then you'll definitely be approved from that point. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And then just letting you know, once you are approved, just looking at for you as a customer here, you'll always be up there. Like, it's you can't take it down from Google. So you're always going to be an option for them to call. So that's the beauty behind this. So it's a great investment.
Yeah.
You see. Now, the Google reviews that you have right now, I show that you have 4 Google reviews. In order for this to work the way I told you how it's going to work, you do need one more review, one more 5-star review. So as long as you can get that, then this will work just fine the way exactly how we talked about, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Let's see here. The next part... As far as the application that I'll be sending out to you, just letting you know, it is through a third party, okay? So it may come through Tinkerton, or I'm going to pronounce this right, Pinkerton, or Evident ID. If you ever feel too uncomfortable, you're like, I'm not sure if this is the right one, I'm going to give you a phone number actually right now to call just to make sure to confirm, and they'll go ahead and take care of you from that point as well. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
All right, the 877-635.
Okay.
6225.
All right, same number from yesterday.
Yeah, now it's voice activated. So you just say customer support, billing, Google guaranteed, website, there's always going to be a team available for you. If for any reason it gets too booked up, they'll always contact you within the first 24 hours. That's how good we are with that, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then...
So I need to tell them... Say it again? What do I need to tell them?
Just say customer support and just say, hey, listen, I just started with Google Guaranteed and I'm uncomfortable. I'm not sure if this is the right people that I'm supposed to be sending this information to because it is, precious information. So I just want to make sure to confirm that I send it to the right people that can help you from there. As long as you're contacting that number, then that's, you know, it's us. We'll set up a security question and answer for you as well. That way, anytime we call in or you talk to us about, specific, let's say payments or anything to do with your account, they will always ask a security question. They will never give your answer out though. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, just making sure you understand that. We'll go over that in just a second here as well. Now, your certificate of insurance, is it still valid for 2 more months?
Yeah, I got insurance for 6 months.
Okay,
I do it 6 months. Period. Actually, I do it for a year.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. As long as it's covering that far out, we're okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then... Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to make sure I post this here for you. I'm just putting in notes to make sure the website's including your package as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. And that's
right. So you still want to use that same – what was that?
That's just free with the application?
Yeah, that's included in your package, man. I'm not – no additional cost, okay?
So say I don't use y'all services no more – that website goes away too, right?
We have options behind that because we are prepared for it. We just don't prepare for you leaving, right? Obviously, we want to always hope for the best and stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's how we do it, being month to month. But if you decide to part ways and you really do love the website and you want to keep it active, you can keep it active for $50 a month, and that's them updating and things like that for you still. So that is an option for you. Yeah. But that domain name, we're going to use the same one, so that's your domain name, though. That's not ours, okay?
Okay.
So I don't want you to think we're taking something from you. Okay, cool. All right, so the next part here is the voice verification process, okay? This is where everything's recorded. Like I said, I'm going to make sure I put every pricing and everything in there for you. That way, they're well protected, okay? So I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify who you are, obviously. Just answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks. Ask away. All right, that's what I'm here for. All right. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
J&C Fences, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Joshua Garcia Alvarez. Owner. Part owner.
Part owner. Okay, perfect. But, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay, no problem. And, of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second, okay? So just making sure you understand, Joshua, after this process right here, we're going to set that security question up and answer so that way you're not falling for any of those crazy traps out there, okay? I want to make sure you're well-protected and everything's very confidential. All right, I'm going to continue. Sorry, I just take that very seriously here.
Okay.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that again.
Sure. So pretty much what this is saying is we can't read your mind. If you want to update your website, add a picture or something like that, please let us know so that way we could do that for you. But I'm going to repeat that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 29th in the non-refundable amount of only $250 for your application fee. Now,
okay.
Of course, once you get approved and everything goes smooth for you, we'll make sure to contact you ahead to make sure we can go ahead and process to start your 13 leads at $487 a month. If for any reason that you put on pause or you don't receive that many leads, the money will roll over to the following month. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due at the 877 number. Do you agree? Do you understand and agree to this renewal and cancellation terms?
Do I get, say, I get no phone calls in the first month and the second month? Do I get a refund?
Yeah, you don't get any. You don't pay nothing.
So I don't get
it. And honestly, I've never heard that before, though, Joshua. But if that's what you're asking, then yes, that answers that question. There's no payments that you need to be processed.
Like, no, I'm talking about, like, I paid a $480, and
oh, okay.
I get the lead. I mean, I pay for the lead. That month, I don't get no calls, so it goes on to the next month. I don't get no calls for that. Do I get refunded? Say the third month, I don't want to.
I'm going to tell you like this, Joshua. I'm going to be real with you on that one. I've never heard this happen, but if for any reason you don't receive any calls in that first month, I highly suggest to please communicate with us 100% to see what is going on, even before that month is over, because, like I said, communication is everything, and that is something unheard of on here. So if something like that is happening, something's going on rather than you not getting leave. It's just maybe something was typed in wrong or something. Like that's the first thing that pops in my head, man. So let's make sure that does not happen, okay, by making sure to keep that communication. But if it doesn't, if you receive nothing on there, please call our customer support line and talk to them about that to see what they could do for you on there. Because I've never heard that, but I want to make sure I look out for you on that one. So
it wouldn't be refundable then?
I can't say yes, I can't say no. I mean, it is recorded on there. But if it was me, I would fight for that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say like that. Okay. and I hope I earned your trust by saying that. My manager will probably kill me. But, hey, listen, at the end of the day, we're humans, and this is your baby. And, again, please let me know if it's middle of the month and you pay for your leads and you're not getting nothing. I want to make sure this is working for you. It's a good investment. Okay, Josh? So can you make sure to contact me too, okay? All right. So the next part is our security question here. You can make up any answer. Please don't forget your own answer. I don't want you locked out of your own account. We have three choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
All right. And remember, this one never changed. So what would that answer be?
Lexington.
Okay. And I'm going to put this in here. Now, again, we will never give that answer out, okay? So I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash and they're saying, hey, your security answer is this. Hang up the phone, call the 877 number. Now, on the card that we're using today, Joshua, is it the full name, Joshua Garcia Alvarez, or is it a little bit different?
Oh, my card?
Yes, sir.
Joshua A. Garcia Alvarez.
Joshua A. Garcia Alvarez. Perfect. Okay. And then I'm assuming it's this. Oh, go ahead.
My name is spelled J-O-U-S-H-A.
J-O-U-S-H-A. Thank you for pointing that out for me. Hold up one second. I got to get on the account here as well. Very, very unique. I love this. I think it's the first time I heard it like that. I have Puerto Rican, you know, but it's pretty cool. I love this, the diversity of that. Okay, so is it the same billing address, though, for the card, the 330 West Oakdale?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method are we using? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud. Ready for the card number when you are, though.
4661-8800.
Okay.
8158-8821.
Okay. Perfect. And the expiration date on that?
7/27.
And then last but not least, the security code.
756.
Perfect. Now, before I process this payment, I want to make sure that this is all looking solid here for you. So hold on 1 second. Let me refresh. There's no additional charges here. Okay, good. We're looking set. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $250. Please do not hang up the phone because I want to make sure you see your invoice and get your application going, okay? So stay on the phone with me here. All right. You're going to receive a text and an email, okay, with your initial invoice. Please let me know whichever comes first. That way I can direct you to see everything as well. Okay, so it just went through on my end. Let me know once you got it on your end. Refresh on my side here. Anything yet?
You send me an email or my?
It should be a text and an email with an invoice going to you.
I have not got it yet. There it is.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Local Splash took money from me.
Okay. Does it say initial invoice, though?
Yes.
Perfect. Pop that one open for me.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
Pop the one that says initial invoice first. We'll start with that one.
On my email?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Initial. Alright, sounds good. Got it on there.
Perfect. And in that spot, it should be a little spot where it says, click here to accept subscription terms, something along those lines. You see anything like that?
Yeah.
Perfect. Click that for me, and you're going to see the breakdown of everything in there for you, okay? Let me know if you have questions, concerns. There's going to be extra additional things in there that says if you wanted to upgrade the package, add things additional, the short descriptions of those. But once you see everything that we decided to talk about and put include, will be in there. Towards the bottom, everyone misses this, but there's a checkbox you have to click, and you're going to sign your name or type in your name exactly how it shows on the card. But before you do that, I'm here with you. Ask away if you have questions, okay?
You got the name wrong on the signature.
Oh, man. Okay, what am I messing up on here?
You've added a U, and on average, you added a U or an A and B.
Okay, so let's start off from the beginning. Joshua, spell the first name.
J-O-U-S-H-A.
Okay, and then the last name?
A. Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z.
So I got Joshua, J-O-U-S-H-A, and then middle initial A, Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, Alvarez, 8. Oh. Did I do that wrong?
A-L-V-A-R-E-Z.
E-D, Alvarez. Got it. Diaz and David, correct?
Diaz and what?
Diaz and David at the end, or a Z as in zebra?
Oh, Z as in zebra.
Okay. I was going to say, man, I'm like way off on all this stuff. All right. All right, let me go ahead and change that up right now. All right, there we go. Read through this carefully, though, because I want to make sure that this is still good. And then you'll hit refresh. I'll tell you when to refresh, though, just to change up that name, though. Okay, I just updated up in there. Let me know if I got it right this time.
Is there any way I can put you on hold right now?
Yeah. If I lose you, I'll call you like right back, I guess. Yeah.
Hello?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
All right, we were refreshed.
Okay.
I still haven't got the other initial invoice.
For the text, or?
Are you going to send me another one, or?
No, it should be just that one. So there's going to be an additional one. Okay. I guess I can say yeah, it will be an additional one.
Oh, you fixed the Joshua, but the Alvarez. A-L-V-A-R-E. A as in apple.
I swear I changed that one. All right. Uno mas. Hang in there with me.
Okay.
Yes, but we all muy mal, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right.
There it is.
All right, cool. There we go.
Okay.
Thanks for your patience with that.
I don't know. I forgot if I asked you this question.
If
I don't get approved, I think I did ask you. If I don't get approved, do I get a refund for the $250?
That's the only thing that doesn't refund. That's why I needed to ask you. Yeah. So as long as you're honest with me on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have, me and my partner.
All right, cool. Just want to make sure, man. And then once you're done with that part, let me know where it takes you next, and then I'm going to send your application right now, too.
You're going to put me on Google, Bing, Yelp, and Facebook?
No. So, like I said, there's going to be some extra stuff that's in there in case you ever wanted to upgrade your package or add additional things for that. Please, if you do decide to do that, call me because I want to make sure you get that discounted rate because we have you at discount here. So I want to make sure you can apply in that. Okay. Then And I have your application ready here to send out to you through text as well, too. So I just don't want to bombard you with too much stuff.
So what? Can I talk to you about the host transfer and policy?
Sure. What's up? What do you got?
Like, what does that mean? I'm just reading.
Hosting transfer policy. Okay, so we're not going to be transferring nothing on this. It's just us being able to manage you. So if you're deciding to do a brand new website or anything like that, we're making the website for you on there. Like we went over on as far as your website hosting it and things like that. So if you have your own domain, then we can go ahead and use that domain and host the website for you at no additional charges.
Okay, what about early termination fee?
Early termination fee? Where do you see this work?
The My Site for products carries an early termination fee up to $199.
Okay, gotcha. So My Site is for website. Yeah, so website part. If you decide that you don't want to use the My Site, it's like an additional, it's a really, how do you say, upgraded package of websites I have here for you. If you want just a regular website, it's still really good, I'm not going to lie. But if you decide to do this, it's still included in your package. Just know about the My Site part. When it's the highest one on there, you want to keep it on for active for a little bit there, okay?
But if I wanted to terminate my website now, the regular one, I'm not going to get charged $199.
No.
Okay.
And I'll wait on that one.
And so, like, as long as I keep paying for the leads, I don't have to pay for my website every month, do I?
No. That's included in your package.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So this package is free, and then, okay.
I can't use the word free because you're paying a service, right? So I'm going to say included in your package. Yeah.
Included.
Yeah.
Username and password.
Okay, so on this part here, you're all set? Yeah, so on Monday, when our tech talks to you, they're going to call from the 877 number. I may even call in with them just to introduce you guys. But at that point, they'll go over how to maneuver through. That's your dashboard. If you go log in right now, if I get a login right now, you won't be able to see much of anything because they're going to develop it right now. So on Monday, they'll show you how to maneuver through because that's going to be, honestly, your next best friend. You'll be able to track your calls. You'll be able to see what keywords are using, what's not working. I even see the traffic flow go on your website from there. Now, I have to say this, too. I had seen the other customers reaching out through there sometimes. So just always stay on track with it. But they call you directly. So I don't want you thinking like it's coming through us. That's just through Google. Mm. So keep track of that, okay? All right. Now, because we're all done and set here, I'm going to send your application through a text right now as well, too, just to make sure you have it. So let me know once you got it.
So I don't need to mess with the username and password right now?
Correct. Nope. You're all set.
Okay. Do y'all have, like, an app?
This dashboard is that app. Yeah, so that dashboard, they're going to show you how to use it and everything on your phone, computer, all of it. Yeah. Good question. I love it. Did you get a text yet, though? I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. I want to make sure I got everything all set for you. Now, remember, communicate with our team. You have the number here and everything as well, too. And you have my email as a secondary form of contact, as my direct line extension in there as well, just in case. I'm sure our team will be on top of things with you. But, again, please, Joshua, if for some reason you get this activated and it's not bringing results and stuff, and you can't get a hold of somebody for any reason, contact me through my email, because I can, even if I'm on the phone, I can still email you during that time, and I'll make sure we get the right people to talk to you, get things up and running the way it should. Okay? I want to make sure good communication and getting everything running for you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, brother. Well, hey, listen, Joshua, sorry about it. I couldn't spell your name correct for the life of me, I guess. But I'm glad we got it. But congratulations, man. Welcome to the family here. Please look out for our call on Monday. If again, you're getting too busy or anything like that, let our team know. That way they can reschedule if you need to. Okay.
And y'all's number is 877-635-6225.
That's us. Yes, sir.
And that's the phone number I'll be getting. The phone call I'll be getting whenever y'all call me.
Correct. Unless I try to call you person myself, then it will come from a voice over internet phone on there. That's what I'm saying. If you feel uncomfortable for any reason, you just call the 877 number back and ask for John. Everybody knows me here, so that'll work.
Okay.
But on Monday, before they go dive into like deep details of your account, or especially payments or anything like that, they will have to ask that security question. So make sure to look out for that, okay?
Okay.
All right, partner. Well, hey, listen, man, I appreciate you giving us a 1% trust. Let us earn the 99% of the rest of it, okay? So you have a wonderful weekend here. Have a safe weekend as well. We'll talk to you on Monday. All right? Pretty excited for you.
All right.
All right, Josh. Take care.
All right, you too.